Well, more dire news this week about the state of our climate, with so many consequences everywhere. As Rhys Halter in San Francisco reports, the combination of climate and chemicals is proving dire for our insect friends.
Global heating and extreme climate events are highly evident in nature across Australia and around the globe. The pollinators are copping it badly. Moths, hoverflies, and bees account for 75% of the food that almost 7.8 billion people consume, thrice daily, if they're fortunate. Higher temperatures, longer heat waves, prolonged droughts, and inferno bushfires have pulverized and incinerated the plant and animal kingdoms. Beekeepers around Australia and elsewhere are having to hand-feed bees in both the summer and winter in a last-ditch effort to keep their colonies alive. From Queensland to Tassie, Victoria, South Australia, and New South Wales, it's an all-too-familiar lament. It's never been this bad. Drought and record-breaking temperatures have pushed the eucalypts and other tree species to the edge. That is, these hardy, thrifty masterpieces aren't flowering. It's too hot. It's too dry. Bees depend upon the flowers. They dehydrate the nectar, add a few special ingredients, enzymes, to make honey, their only food. They also collect pollen because it's their only source of protein. That protein is fed to the larvae. It builds smart brains and strong autoimmune systems. Honey is stored in the honeycomb within the hive to sustain the colony, especially during the winter. Honey is also the backbone for beverages, sauces, cakes, breads, pies, and so many other delectable treats. The national honey tally is not in yet, but South Australia's production is off 70%. And Tassie's renowned Leatherwood honey yield was a record low. The largest producer was off 90%. Too hot, too dry, too smoky. Elsewhere, large areas of central and southern Russia and Siberia have reported major declines in their bee populations this year, scintillating far north heat, parching droughts, and mega firestorms. In the United States, in addition to climate breakdown, the bees are facing a hideous onslaught of deadly nerve poisons. At less than a couple of dozen parts per billion, the bees are hit by full-strength symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. The Einsteins of the insect world lose their minds and shake to death. Horrible. Overwinter bee deaths in 2018 reached a record high of 38%, or more than three times the normal death rate. Last year, 41% of the U.S. bees in 2.69 million commercial hives perished. Another all-time record, or 33 billion dead honeybees. This much we do know. The more nerve poison slathered across arable land in conjunction with droughts, hotter and longer heat waves, and larger firestorms equal an ecological breakdown with global consequences. No bees, no food, no life. Allow me to remind you that honeybees have such remarkable brains that the Queensland Brain Institute at the University of Queensland devotes an entire program to understanding them. Scientists have made some stunning discoveries, among them that bees learn just like we do. They are top-down learners, meaning that they respond rather than react. It's time for all of us to pay very close attention to what our golden buzzing brethren are showing us. We must begin with earnest to quickly erase our carbon footprint in order to survive. For The Science Show from San Francisco, California, I'm Rhys Halter.
Thanks, Rhys. And he's quite right about that bee research at UQ. Professor Srinivasan has shown remarkable evidence of their learning and navigation powers. Got him an FRS.